Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 31, 28, and 29. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. After speaking of the faithful mother's virtues, King Lemuel of chapter 31 turns to an expected result of those virtues, that of praise by her children and her husband. Children of a virtuous mother will conclude that she is a special woman, a woman to be called blessed. But mothers, if you look for that conclusion early, you may be disappointed. Don't expect your children to realize immediately what you do for them worthy of you being called blessed. The blessing that you have been to your children may not necessarily be appreciated by them until they have come of age. Well-trained children will come to this conclusion in time, thanking God for the blessing of a godly mother. The late nights of work invested on children's behalf, the early mornings of food preparation, the washing of clothing, the giving of aid to others, the words of wisdom and kindness expressed, the care to personal appearance, and the support of her husband will in time reap the rewards of praise. Children need to grow to an awareness of these virtues. However, it must be understood that much time is needed for some children to realize what it takes to be a godly, genuine, caring mother. It may take some folks 40 years to rise up and call their mother blessed. Mothers, be careful to not be disappointed in your children if this doesn't happen early. Rearing children is an act of faith. The Bible tells us that faith is the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Mothers, your physical eyes may not allow you to see your children as grown-ups, but you can see them through the eyes of faith by obeying the Word of God in their rearing. The Bible tells you what they can be when they grow up if they are reared in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. Faith in the Word of God gives you sight to see the outcome of obedience to the Word of God. For many years, my wife received a greeting card from a relative with a picture enclosed of her daughter sitting at a piano. Each year, the daughter's progress was chronicled and praised, but that rejoicing was premature. The premature rejoicing was silenced when her daughter became addicted to drugs and became the mother of several children outside of marriage. In addition, her father committed suicide, not able to bear the heartache of a wayward daughter. This mother rejoiced in her child before it was time to rejoice. We are to rejoice in children when it is time to rejoice. What are they doing for God? Are they faithful to God? What about the boasting in children that takes place on car bumpers? My child is an honor student at ABC Middle School. Too many mothers rejoice in their children prematurely. The workmanship is not yet finished. How many folks would boast in an unfinished house during the building? Come to my housewarming and see the foundation. See the house frame. Do we not wait until the work is finished before we rejoice? Do we rejoice in a cake that is half baked? How many mothers try to grab rewards of motherhood before it is time, and in so doing sacrifice the permanent of the child on the altar of immediate rewards? The woman of virtue saves her rejoicing for a time to come. Her gift for the present ought to be that her virtues are praised by her husband. He is accountable for this, for he is of age and should take up the duty to praise his virtuous wife. That is where her rejoicing comes from. Husbands, don't forget to rise up and call her blessed. Praise ought to be expressed to your wife, and it ought to be often. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. The husband recognizes his wife's value to the family, and he makes those values publicly known to them. His praise is designed to teach the children to value what a virtuous woman is and to learn to bless their mother. Children are to plainly know and see their mother as their father's crown.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.